The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good morning and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here with you every Saturday morning. We're talking about your health, vitality, and wellness right here on FM News 100.5. Please feel free to call in and ask questions. The phone number here to the studio is 702-733-KXNT. We're offering your answers to your health questions, and that number again is 702-733-KXNT. I'm here every Saturday morning. We're striving to create a healthy, rewarding, and vibrant lifestyle and answer your questions on health care and wellness every week. We got some great topics coming up in November, and we're going to open up November. It's November 1st, and it's Prostate Awareness Month. So last month, we talked a lot about breast cancer, some of the DNA testing that's out there. And this month is big and famous for, they call it Movember. And it's an annual event. It's actually a charity event where men shave their faces clean, and you grow your mustache out for the month of Movember. So big thing is to bring health awareness to men and some of the men health issues. And that's what we're going to bring you on the show this month. This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about prostate cancer, prostate health, and some of the things that men need to be aware of. And a lot of men out there don't even know what the prostate is or what they need to be aware of. And as it gets more awareness and this Movember and November, and, you know, we talked about breast cancer last month, and some of the things that have come out in the history of prostate cancer and with Movember, I do have a special guest with me this morning. And it couldn't be a better guest to be talking about compounding pharmacy, prostate health, and he's been on the show before. I have Matt with Solution Specialty Pharmacy with me this morning. And welcome, Matt.
Good morning, Christy.
So what a great month to talk about. We talked a little bit before we started the show about Movember, and oftentimes we'll do a little bit of special awareness to men's health over at my own practice. And we encourage men to shave off all their facial hair for the month starting today on November 1st. And at the end of the month, come in, we're going to take your photo. We have a little bit of a competition. It's kind of fun. And men, you're so competitive. So, and we have our own patients and clients that come in, kind of vote who is the winner. We do give a gift certificate away at the end of the month for men that participate. So you go up on our board and compete in this competition. You know, Movember was founded in 2004. It's actually a foundation for charity that brings awareness to men's health and men's issue, like prostate cancer or depression and some of the common things that men may face. This organization is actually all over the world. It's in South Africa, it's in Europe, Canada, Spain, and even here in the United States. So we want to bring awareness to men. There's about 190,000 men that are diagnosed with prostate cancer every year. And we want to kind of break some of the myths out there about prostate cancer. Many of you that listen to my show out there know I do a lot of hormone replacement therapy, a lot of wellness medicine, preventative medicine, and there's a lot of myths out there about testosterone replacement and prostate cancer. And I've actually had a special guest on my show in the past, Dr. Morgan Lager, who's actually done a lot of research about prostate cancer and some of the myths about testosterone replacement therapy. And we're going to bring that to you a little bit on this show this morning. So many men really don't know what the prostate is or why they have a prostate, except for when they may suffer some of them symptoms of having an enlarged prostate. Men at 40, your prostate may actually enlarge the size of an apricot. It starts off, you know, the prostate is a gland that sits behind the bladder in front of the rectum, and it's about the size of a walnut, and it's about the shape of a walnut. But as men age, it can grow and get larger. Even men that come in their 60s, you can have a prostate the size of a lemon. And what happens is the urethra runs through the prostate. And as this gland enlarges, it can cause some of the urinary symptoms that men often face as they get older in life. Getting up in the middle of the night, going to the bathroom, that decrease in flow, the urgency to go to the bathroom. They may notice even a little bit more frequency in urination. And these are some of the symptoms as your prostate gets larger that men may face, and they put it off to just being older. Well, not necessarily. There's a lot of treatments out there that can help men. And if they're having these types of symptoms, they really should seek a healthcare provider and get treatment and make sure that it's just that enlarged prostate out there. We're going to talk a little bit this morning, too, about some of the preventative stuff. Matt, you're very into the preventative medicine, that wellness medicine, looking at other treatments besides going on some of the commercial drugs out there to treat this enlarged prostate that have many of side effects. Oftentimes, patients will start it and they can't even take these types of medications out there because of the side effects. Some of the common things are them alpha blockers, terrible medications, right? What are some of the things that men experience when they take them meds?
Well, some of the medicines they're using currently are also to lower blood pressure or to affect the heart. So they'll get like maybe a little bit of headache, some grogginess. You don't have to use commercial products to help prevent some of these problems. In Europe, they use a lot of natural occurring products. You can buy over-the-counter supplements, and we can talk about some of those if you'd like.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit, because I don't think a lot of people out there, you know, I've brought on this show multiple times about over-the-counter types of supplements and medications out there and really getting a good quality product that will help you. This is not meant to go out and buy a supplement at your commercial pharmacy or, you know, some of the big stores out there. You want to be on a good quality supplement that's going to help make sure that the supplement is medical grade, it's pure in nature, so that you get the biggest benefits of this. And I know, Matt, you and I both have, when you've been on the show before, we've talked a lot about supplements and some of the importance of getting good quality supplements and not just to go buy anything over the counter. There's a lot of natural things out there that will help, you know, men with these types of symptoms out there. And a lot of things, you can walk down the drugstore, you can see prostate health, you know, urinary problems for men. And they're taking a lot of these supplements and they don't get effects from it. And it's because the product probably isn't pure. It's got a lot of fillers in it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that bring your expertise in on some of the supplements out there that are really good for the prostate health.
There's a lot of them come in combination. They'll say a natural prostate or bioprostate, all these products. When I was doing a little research on it, I noticed every one of the studies that were done in Europe, they said if they had high quality materials, it made an effect on the product. So that is really important that you don't just buy a fly-by-night product that someone's trying to make money off. But we're looking for products that contain saw palmetto, lycopene, nettle root, beta-cystearol, pumpkin seed. Those are all things that help reduce the swelling, prevent it from happening, and some of them have shown in Europe that they may have some anti-cancer effects.
And the lycopene is where you see, and we recommend men to, you know, eat them diets higher in like tomatoes and watermelon and the pink grapefruit, papaya. It's a strong antioxidant that really helps the prostate and may relieve some of the symptoms. But again, you want to be in that pure form or else you're going to go buy the supplement. You're not going to have effects from it and basically waste your money on it. And that's why a lot of men will say, I've taken this product, and what happens is they don't get results from it. But I'm going to guarantee if you get on a good product, you're on it for long enough, you're going to see some of the effects from it out there.
Yep. And we're talking about after there's a problem, it wouldn't be a bad idea to start maybe in your 40s to start taking something to prevent it from happening.
And it's surprising that at the age of 40, when men start, I just saw that face, Matt, as we're all approaching that age of 40 and 50, and as your prostate gets larger, it's a fact of life. It's going to happen, but the things that you can do to prevent this type of stuff from happening. We talked a little bit too last month with women and breast cancer and the broccoli, the extract from broccoli, and the research out there that shows that it may be preventative in breast cancer, or even women that had breast cancer, that it decreased the likelihood of that they got it back, or even the symptoms that they got back before. There's some good research out there about a good quality broccoli seed. It's also come out now in prostate cancer that the broccoli and the cauliflower and kale, Brussels sprouts, them green vegetables that have that extract in it are actually showing research out there with the decrease in the symptoms.
And it's interesting, as guys get older, their testosterone goes down, their estrogen goes up. And the products you're talking about help reduce the effects of estrogens on the body.
And there's estrogen, men, in everything that you're eating, everything that you're exposed to. You know, we live in a fast-paced world, and most of the foods that we eat, I was just, you know, researching a little bit too now about the grass-fed beef, or what happens now is it's a big marketing thing. They're showing grass-fed beef, but guess what they're doing now, Matt? They're feeding it with grains before they kill the animal, and now it has to be grass-fed, grass-finished in order for it to be truly that. It's a marketing thing out there, and a lot of people don't know that. And you think you're buying a good quality product and you're buying your meats organic. But again, then what happens in the end is they're finishing it off with all the grains, adding all the gluten, and adding all this product. And when people are, I work the business, you work the business, it's so hard to stay on top of what is good and what's healthy for you out there. It's a constant research. It's being on top of, you know, the new market out there. And marketing can sell anything. So in men, your estrogen will go up just from eating the meats, eating the fruits and vegetables. Everything's injected with hormones to make it grow, make it bigger, make it put on weight before, because that's how they make the money when they sell the animal, is when it gets fatter, they can make that more money. So you're exposed to that stuff on a daily basis. Even, you know, we talked a little bit too in previous shows about the water bottles. When it sits out in your car, and all the chemicals that are absorbed in your water. I've done heavy metal scans in my own practice on people, and you'll get the minerals. We scan the palm of the hand. We do a heavy metal testing, and it's amazing what people come back from having toxicity in just in the foods and vegetables that we eat. And it's not always people that, you know, haven't paid attention to this. It's clients that have come in and are really taking a focus on their health, and they don't realize some of the things that we're exposed to. And we know that estrogen in men is actually bad. There's some research out there that shows even estrogen over 30, that ultra-sensitive estrogen, increases your risk of heart attack. Now, where does estrogen store in men? In their belly fat, in their fat. They don't get rid of it, and they can't excrete it out. We're going to have to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're going to be talking about men's health. We're going to be talking about prostate cancer. We're going to bring you a little bit of the research out there about prostate cancer and testosterone therapy. We're going to be right back on It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Again, that number is 702-731-1200. We'll be right back.
New Sunday.
Where's your sister?
A missing daughter becomes a diplomatic crisis.
It's a 7.3 quake.
I'd like to go back out there.
I can't let you do that.
New Madam Secretary, CBS Sunday.
2 years ago, Stephen Horsford drove off to Washington, leaving a trail of scandal in his wake. He promised to be a bipartisan voice, but instead voted with Barack Obama nearly 90% of the time. Horsford voted to keep Obamacare and its deep Medicare cuts, supporting Obama's policies that hurt Nevada working families. Fortunately, there's a better choice for Congress. Crescent Hardy is a fifth-generation Nevadan, a small businessman. Hardy co-founded a charitable scholarship program that helps Southern Nevada students attend college. In Congress, Hardy will be a vote to stop the Obama-Pelosi agenda. Hardy will fight for a balanced budget and more jobs in Nevada. Stephen Horsford is just more of the same. On November 4th, vote for Crescent Hardy for Congress. Crossroads GPS, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.crossroadsgps.org.
What if you could get by doing some things only one day a week?
Dad, you're picking us up from school, right?
Nope. Not till tomorrow, kid.
Johnson?
Hey, boss.
Are you working today?
Nah, did that yesterday.
Hey.
Huh, what?
You gonna get up at some point?
At some point. Tomorrow. Yeah.
At least there's one thing you can do. Water one day a week. Find your schedule at changeyourclock.com.
Honey, tell me you love me.
Not today, babe. Gotta stick to the schedule.
The calendar says fall is here, and that means the holidays are just around the corner. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to lose 20 pounds by the holidays? Would you like to enjoy turkey and all the trimmings at Thanksgiving? Then you need to call my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Since starting with Vitality, I've gone from a 3XL swimsuit to an XL. I've traded in my 46-inch jeans for a pair of 40s. I stepped on the scale today. I've dropped 38 pounds. I'm just 12 pounds away from my goal of losing 50 pounds by the holidays. If I can do it, you can do it too. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs, and I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know we don't do rabbit food. They know we like big, juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will customize an eating plan just for you. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center at 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. 702-731-1200.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the retirement brothers?
Market's going up. It's been a strong growth period, and it's no different than sitting at a casino and having a winning streak and thinking, when do you get out?
And that's why we're called the retirement brothers. We'll sit down with you, talk to you about when's the time to run. Retirees really want safety. They want protection. They want growth.
Join the retirement brothers Saturday afternoons at 5 on FM News 100.5 KXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobelt.com.
Live and local.
Is Casey Hickox being selfish? Should she be out riding a bike? I don't know. The president has come down on the side of we don't want to stigmatize these healthcare professionals coming back.
Always live and local with Kevin Wall on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. That's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And I encourage my listeners to call and ask questions at my office. You can call into the studio this morning at 702-733-KXNT. We can take your calls and answer your questions about previous show topics or even the topic we're talking about this morning. We opened up November 1st talking about men's health issues and Movember. So we're encouraging men to shave your face clean today, grow your mustache out for the month of November. Come on over to Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. We're going to take your photo. We're going to have a little bit of a competition this month to win some free prizes and a gift certificate at the end of the month. So I'm looking forward to looking at our men and judging. We've done this competition in the past, and it's been a fun thing for men to come in. They get very competitive over at Vitality. I also have a special guest on the show this morning, Matt, with Solution Specialty Pharmacy, that I've asked to come on the show and share his expertise in compounding pharmacy, natural medicine, wellness medicine, and things that can help. We've been specifically talking about prostate health and how men starting at the age of 40 can start experiencing symptoms of prostate enlargement and symptoms that can even start with trouble urinating. You may notice an increase in frequency, getting up at nighttime, having to urinate. And then what happens is it affects your sleep because men are getting up 2 to 3 times at night to go to the bathroom and then having the difficulty falling back to sleep, which can affect the other hormones in the body. Even the sudden urge to urinate can be a symptom of getting an enlargement with the prostate. And I know men think that it can't start at the age of 40 and that this is something that you may experience as you get older in your 50s and 60s, but subtle symptoms can start as early as 40s in men. And you know, the question always comes up, why do men have the prostate? Why is it important? It's not just there to get larger when you get older and create this difficulty and the symptoms that men so much complain about. The prostate actually helps make the semen, which carries the sperm from the testicles, and then when the men ejaculate, so it can have difficulty and even cause symptoms of erectile dysfunction in men as their prostate gets larger. We're going to bring you a little bit about that topic later on in the show this morning to kind of answer them types of questions for men out there that may be experiencing these types of things. Can you imagine your prostate growing to the size of a lemon from a walnut size? And then what happens is the urethra runs through that prostate and it squeezes on that. So men have difficulty urinating, and that's why they oftentimes will have these symptoms out there that they can experience. Matt, when we closed up the show, we talked a little bit about supplements and some natural things out there that can help the prostate and help prostate health. And really, men should probably start taking these a little bit earlier in life instead of waiting till they get symptoms, and preventatively what it can, you know, happen. I want to talk a little bit about some of the products that you offer over at your pharmacy that can help this.
One of my favorite products is called BioProstate. It contains all the ingredients that I think would help prevent the swelling, reduce it, and maybe have some anti-cancer effects. It's really important to tell you that when we say anti-cancer, we're not saying if you have cancer, it'll treat it. This is to get to solve a problem before it happens. Things like zinc. A lot of these products, actually, they're not used just for prostate. They do other things, too. Zinc may help your testosterone hang around longer. It also can help possibly reduce the chance of cancer in the prostate. Saw palmetto prevents the conversion of testosterone to the strong DHT, which probably has more an effect on the prostate than testosterone does. Lycopene is good for your eyes, good for your heart, also for the prostate. So a lot of these things we're talking about can be used for more than one issue. Get them in one product, like I said, the BioProstate, and you're taking care of other problems too. Stinging nettle root. A lot of men have high sex hormone binding globulin. Stinging nettle root may reduce that. I didn't know if you even knew that. That's something that's natural, and I just read about it a few months ago.
And this is why it's always great to have somebody in expertise in this on the show, is because when you do hormone therapy, it's not going in, getting your testosterone levels checked. You're in the normal range and on your way. Just like you had mentioned, Matt, I do sex hormone binding proteins in my own patients, and it's very important that it's low so that you can use your hormones. If not, you can come back. You can have the hormone levels up in the 400-500 testosterone range. But if men are symptomatic and they have this fatigue, they may be – there's some research out there about prostate health, and the gland that surrounds around the urethra is actually testosterone sensitive. So, you know, Dr. Morgenlager has done a lot of research out there with prostate health, and done biopsies showed that it's safe out there to have testosterone. And there's actually some research out there that shows that men that have low testosterone actually may be at higher risk of getting prostate cancer. The same thing that you had mentioned about zinc and even selenium. There's research out there now that shows men that are low in selenium actually have a higher risk of prostate cancer, and that needs to be supplemented. And a good quality product, you're going to have this combination of products out there and a good pure form of it that may be preventative. So some of the other things out there in this product is, and how often do men take it?
It's a daily dose. You might have to take 2 or 3 capsules and when you go to bed, but just once a day.
And from your expertise as a pharmacist, do men have to titrate it up based on their symptoms, or is it just a standard dose?
It should be a standard dose. We're doing this one dose across the board. Doesn't matter how big you are, how old you are.
Excellent. So men can go out, they can take the supplement, take it for over a month's time period, see what their symptoms are. And if men are experiencing these type of symptoms, I really encourage them to come in, get a prostate exam done, get your PSA levels done. We recommend that men at the age of 50 that they have a digital rectal exam and they have a PSA screening. But the new research is showing that that may actually not be enough. And when men are starting to experience these symptoms, that they should probably get a little bit screened sooner. If you got a father, you got a brother with prostate cancer, your risk doubles. If you're African American, you should be screened earlier. You're at higher risk of having prostate cancer. And this is one thing that I do with my own patients. They come in, they have this history and physical done, and times people will say, why are y'all in my business? Well, I want to know your family history. I want to know your health history. We've talked a little bit on shows a couple weeks ago about genetic testing for breast cancer and the BRCA1, the BRCA2, and the TP53. And there's some research out there showing that even when we do this testing in men, it's showing that if you have these gene mutations, you may actually be at higher risk of having prostate cancer, which can guide you in getting your screening done a little bit earlier. Now, this genetic testing isn't for everybody to have done, but if you have risk factors such as your father, your brother has head cancer, it may be worth coming in and get a consultation done to see if some of this genetic testing may bring awareness to prostate cancer a little bit earlier. Matt, what other supplements do you recommend when someone comes into the pharmacy and has these type of symptoms?
Well, a lot of times we don't have to actually look at supplements right away. We can find out what they're doing outside. There's over-the-counter products that you may be taking to make things worse. So we can look at what you're taking. There could be prescription medications, over-the-counter medications like Sudafed or some of the thermogenic products that you use before you go to the gym. A lot of those can cause some of these issues, and by stopping them, we may be able to solve the problems too. So besides the supplements I talked about, it's pretty like a catch-all, one product, but we have to look at everything else. There may be things you're doing that are causing the issue.
We are huge into allergy season. I'm suffering myself. Matt, we talked a little bit before the show about the supplements we both needed to increase as the winds have stirred up in the valley and the weather's changing a little bit. We're starting with that congestion, that puffy eye stuff. And a lot of people are going over the counter. They're taking these over the counter medications, such as your Sudafeds, your decongestants, and it actually may be causing the problem worse. So it doesn't only affect your blood pressure, these decongestants. It's also going to affect your prostate. I've had patients come in, they've taken some over the counter medications, and it's almost shut down the ability to urinate. And that's dangerous. So it's going to back up in that bladder. They're going to get some kidney enlargement, and they think that taking something over the counter is safe. You and I both know the side effects are still there, and even over-the-counter types of medications. And big things are decongestants. It may bump your blood pressure up, but men, if you're experiencing this decrease in stream, you're getting up at nighttime, you're noticing these type of things because it's allergy season, you've been searching for relief out there, it may be more beneficial to turn to something more natural to treat the allergy symptoms. Get your vitamins boosted up in your zinc, your selenium, your vitamin C's. Treat the allergy symptoms more in a natural approach than turning to basically a chemical over the counter that can be causing you some of the side effects and you may not have even really known that. What are some of the other things that beware of over the counter that may be affecting the prostate?
I was talking about the thermogenic products. They act similar to amphetamines in the body, I believe, and it has a tendency to cause the inflammation that we're talking about.
So, men, if you're headed to the gym, you're taking that powder, you're taking them over-the-counter supplements to get that energy, to get that boost at the gym, it's probably not the most beneficial thing out there that you should be taking. We do have to take a quick break. I'm going to come back with Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. We're going to continue talking about some of the over-the-counter supplements that may be affecting your prostate and thinking that you're young in life and that you're having these symptoms, and we're going to bring prostate awareness back. We're going to be right back. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website, vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number, 702-731-1200.
Hi, this is Oscar Goodman. I'm recommending that you vote for Family Court Judge Bill Gonzalez in Department F. During Judge Gonzalez's service on the bench, he's developed a reputation for being prepared, treating all who appear before him with dignity and respect, and deciding issues on a level playing field. I'm voting for Judge Bill Gonzalez because he's earned the privilege of being reelected.
Henderson City Councilwoman Jerry Schroeder.
Judge Gonzalez is a very fair person. I've also seen him in the community. He understands what's going on in the community, and I think that's what makes him a really good judge. He understands family issues and family matters, and he's very compassionate to others who have family.
Former Clark County Commissioner Bruce Woodbury.
Judge Bill Gonzalez is one of our best judges. Prior to taking the bench, Judge Gonzalez spent 5 years representing thousands of children. Many were victims of abuse and neglect. As a judge, he makes difficult decisions every day that help families and children overcome struggles and hardships. Join me in voting for Judge Bill Gonzalez.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Judge Bill Gonzalez.
The calendar says fall is here, and that means the holidays are just around the corner. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Would you like to lose 20 pounds by the holidays? Would you like to enjoy turkey and all the trimmings at Thanksgiving? Then you need to call my friends at Vitality Medical. Ethical and Wellness Center. Since starting with Vitality, I've gone from a 3XL swimsuit to an XL. I've traded in my 46-inch jeans for a pair of 40s. I stepped on the scale today. I've dropped 38 pounds. I'm just 12 pounds away from my goal of losing 50 pounds by the holidays. If I can do it, you can do it too. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs, and I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know we don't do rabbit food. They know we like big, juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will customize an eating plan just for you. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center at 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. 702-731-1200.
Former Nevada Governor Robert List.
As a strong Republican who has practiced law for more than 40 years, I support Judge Ron Israel for re-election. He is smart and adheres to the law and the U.S. Constitution. He has 32 years as a trial lawyer, 4 years as a judge. His opponent has far less experience and is paid by taxpayers to represent criminal defendants. Judge Ron Israel needs to be re-elected. We must have experienced and intelligent judges. Please join me and so many other groups that care about our community, such as Citizens for Responsible Government, Conservative Republican Caucus, all major law enforcement, veterans, seniors, and firefighters, in voting for Judge Ron Israel. Here's Judge Ron Israel.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate your support. I have dedicated my life to the practice of law to protect people's freedom, rights, and liberty. I know how to make the tough calls and to always follow the law. These are the values instilled in me as an Eagle Scout and a graduate of the FBI Citizens Academy. I ask for your vote so I can continue to be your judge.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Judge Ron Israel.
The talk of the town. FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. I have a special guest on the show this morning. We've been opening up about prostate health, and I have Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy that's joined me on the show this morning. We've been talking about prostate health, some of the prostate cancers, and things out there that men should be aware of. We've talked about Movember a little bit. We're encouraging men to shave your face today and grow your mustache out for the month of November. Bring your pictures in to my office over at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. We're going to have a competition for men. We're going to be giving away some free prizes. We're also going to be giving away a nice gift certificate at the end of the month for our winners. So bring your mustache over at the end of the month and join in the competition. Have a little bit of fun for the month of November. Matt, we've been talking about prostate, and I want to talk a little bit about testosterone and prostate. There's so much out there, and even some of my colleagues out there, that the research for decades has showed that maybe testosterone has a little bit of risk of cancer. It's been out there. That's the myth that's out there. Some of the new research, as we know, that it takes years, it takes decades to change this perception out there that prostate and testosterone, there's really no research that shows in human studies that testosterone can cause prostate cancer. And some of the early research done decades ago showed that in animals, when they gave it testosterone, it may have an effect on it. But Dr. Morgan Lager, he's a professor in urology at Harvard University. I've done an interview with him on this show before. We talked about some of the myths of testosterone and also testosterone and prostate cancer. And the theory is really kind of been mistaken out there that testosterone and prostate cancer has a link. So Testosterone for Life, it's a book that he has wrote. He talked about in his research what he done during graduate school. And he did some prostate biopsies before testosterone treatment and then even after prostate treatment. And he looked at even men that did not have these precancerous cells and men that did have precancerous cells, gave them testosterone, and there was no link to an increase in growth of prostate cancer with testosterone. And I think it's a huge myth that I want you to know out there that there is no associated link with it. There's actually more research out there that shows that men with low testosterone actually have an increase in developing prostate cancer. And it may be beneficial that you're treating. We're not treating testosterone levels in the high normals or over the normal. We're treating it for your health benefits of it, your wellness benefits of it, getting you to a level that's within normal, that cures your symptoms, and that you have a good quality of life. We talked a little bit before we went on break about the prostate gland and the hormone testosterone actually may have a benefit for men that are symptomatic with an enlarged prostate. It actually may relax the prostate and decrease some of the symptoms of urinary retention, the decrease in urinary stream. There's so many ways out there to treat testosterone, and it's not just going and getting a testosterone level done. I know there's lots of advertisements out there. Come in, get your testosterone levels within 24 hours, 48 hours, we'll treat you. But testosterone is actually more complicated to treat than just going and getting a testosterone level done. It needs to be in the right ratios. You need to have your free testosterone done or the bioavailable testosterone. And I'm going to guarantee you there's nowhere that you can get that level done in 24 to 48 hours out there. And that's my big thing is there's so many people that may be missed with low testosterone just going in and getting a 24 or 48 hour level done. And you're coming back within that normal range. You may be in that 400 or 500 range, or you've heard I'm within normal. Well, you also, working in the compound pharmacy, we know it goes down to the sex hormone binding protein. It goes down to the free testosterone. It goes down to your estrogen levels. If all of that is not in the right ratio, you're not getting the proper treatment of your testosterone levels. There are so many ways out there to treat testosterone, and I want to bring your expertise in because you're providing all these medications to not only my patients, but other people, and different forms and the ways that people can take testosterone that are actually safe and effective.
Yeah. Testosterone can be introduced to the body several different ways. One of the most common is by injection. You inject it in the muscle, sometimes a couple times a week, sometimes once a week. Injections, unfortunately, have to go in the muscle and they could be painful. So that's the easiest way that most doctors know about.
Matt, you talked about injections a little bit, let me ask you too, because I have this come in a lot in my own practice. People will be on injection. I went in and got a testosterone injection. I get it once a month. What do you think about that? I have my own theory, but I'm going to bring you the expertise right from the pharmacist.
A lot of the studies were done many years ago, and they were trying to do things as easy as possible in the doctor's office, go see the doctor once a month. It's actually testosterone when you do an injection. If you do a once a month injection, you'll have a few weeks of very high levels and a few weeks of very low levels. The newer thing that the doctors are learning is if you do a smaller injection over a shorter period of time, your highs will be much less high, which is also dangerous, and your lows will be much less low. So you have a very small high and low. You'll feel the testosterone working all the time, and you won't get that 2 weeks of no energy and depression and teariness.
Roller coaster. So, men, if you're on testosterone and you feel like a roller coaster, you shouldn't have them types of symptoms. And I think a lot of people have realized and kind of gotten the bad name of testosterone because they feel great for 2, 3, 4 days, and then what happens is some of the longer acting stuff, within 5 to 10 days, it's already starting to go down. They get this huge crash. Their levels may be actually even lower than when they came in, and they get that roller coaster effect from it. So if it's not dosed appropriately, you're going to have bad side effects from it. You also, too, get that estrogen conversion. So when men, you're getting that big dose of testosterone, and it's a lot of times I'll have a hard time convincing people, you don't need them big doses all at one time. It's better to bring the dose down, give you smaller amounts of dose, because all you're doing is you're sending your levels through the roof for the next 48 to 72 hours. You can't use it. You're converting it to estrogen, and estrogen has a lot of bad side effects in men. It makes your blood thick. It can cause erectile dysfunction. It can cause even joint pain, muscle aches. A lot of them things out there.
Teariness, breast tissue formation. You don't want those things.
No breast tissue in a man.
We do not need that.
Now, tell us a little bit about some of the other things, the lozenges and pellets that are offered.
There's many commercial products now because there's a lot of money in this. They could be applied topically. They have an underarm one. Very expensive products, but they're out there. In the compounding field, we can make a higher dose so you put less cream on. We can do a cream every day to your skin. We do sublingual lozenges that you can dissolve under your tongue. Also, something interesting is there's something called a pellet, where we compress natural testosterone into these little pencil lead thin pellets that the doctor will insert under the skin. I think you do some of those in your office.
Yes, we actually just make a little tiny nick in the skin. We actually insert it underneath the skin. I have to tell you, Matt, it's probably one of my most favorite ways to replace testosterone. It's got very low side effects. Men, you don't feel like you're on a roller coaster. You're not this up-down feeling when you're on it. You get a slow release of testosterone on a daily basis. You watch your levels over a period of time. When you start declining down in your levels, you replace them back in. You come in 3 to 4 times a year and get them placed. Very low side effects. You don't convert to estrogen. I don't see a lot of the side effects that you get with the injections or some of the other forms. You shouldn't be getting acne. You shouldn't be getting, you know, nipple sensitivity or breast tissue formation when you're on testosterone replacement. If you've got them side effects, you're not doing your therapy right. What are some of the other forms that you've noticed? We've talked about, you know, sex hormone binding protein. There's a lot of products out there. I offer products to my own patients about binding protein, and it's important, and I don't think a lot of people look at it. And your binding protein is important when you're doing hormone therapy. As that level increases up, guess what's happening? You may have a great total hormone level, but you're not using it. It's useless to you out there. And you're just basically, it's floating around, it's hooked on that protein, and you can't use it. So what happens is you go in, you get a level done, and you said you're normal. Well, if your binding protein's high, your free testosterone is probably so low that you have no idea what it's like to feel good at a normal level of testosterone. What are some of the products that you know that can help with that?
Well, we've been working with a few doctors on a prescription item called stanozolol. And stanozolol seems to be reducing sex hormone binding globulin, which allows your testosterone free level to be higher and you'll get more effect from it. Over the counter, I've seen stinging nettle root. And that seems to be what I mean, 3 years ago, no one was talking about any way of doing this. So this is really interesting new stuff.
This is the leading edge in hormone therapy, is looking at these binding proteins and making sure that you're getting it treated. Whatever form of therapy you're on, it needs to be checked and it needs to be monitored. I'll have so many people come in, they've been on, you know, creams or these commercial products over the counter. They've never had an estrogen level tested. They'll come back in the 100 range. And what do I do when I see an estrogen of 100? I'm like, Matt, this can't be real. You know, men, you shouldn't have an estrogen over 30, and you don't want it to be too low either. So the theory of going out and taking products to drive your estrogen so low, you're also going to get side effects of having low testosterone. I feel like it almost mimics somebody with low testosterone if you're not within that right testosterone-estrogen ratio. And it is safe for the prostate if it's done in the right amount and the right ratios and your levels are balanced. It's not a quick fix to go in and get a product and not have any type of management for it. And it kind of is one of my little pet peeves when you go in and get something. If you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you go into your healthcare provider, you're getting it monitored every 3 months. It's the same thing with my patients on hormone therapy, men and women. You're coming into my office at least every 3 to 4 months. You're getting your levels checked. You're making sure you're within that ratio so that you're treated safely. You're not going to have these side effects that have scared people. The commercials out there have scared people dramatically. I get asked the question every day, still to this day, about hormone therapy and some of the side effects out there. We do have to take a quick break. I'm going to be right back with Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
The Las Vegas Reptile Expo is coming to the Santa Fe Station November 1st and 2nd. We'll be giving away more than $500 to spend at the show. Family days on Sunday with face painting for the kids. The Las Vegas Reptile Expo, November 1st and 2nd, 10 to 4 at the Santa Fe Station. More information at GetReptiles.com.
Got pain? Get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze. Maximum muscle and joint pain relief. Your solution for temporary relief of aches and pains. Zim's Max Freeze knows your pain and relieves backaches, strains, bruises, and sprains. If you're a senior, weekend warrior, or seasoned athlete, get Zim's Max Freeze. Zim's Max Freeze is fast-acting and deep-penetrating with no lingering odor. Available at all major retailers.
New attack ads from Tea Party Republicans are trying to cover up their real agenda. They're spending $1 million to boost candidate Crescent Hardy. Their agenda? Cut Medicare. Hardy and the Tea Party Republicans' plan would make seniors pay $1,700 a year more for prescription drugs under Medicare. $1,700. On Tuesday, vote no on Crescent Hardy and Tea Party Republicans. We're back with more on the agenda of Tea Party Republicans. This time, Tea Party Republicans plan to raise the retirement age. Crescent Hardy's proposal, raise it to 75. You heard right, 75 years old before you can collect Social Security. Working people pay into Social Security with every paycheck, trusting it will be there when they retire. Tea Party Republicans and Crescent Hardy would break that promise. Tuesday's Election Day. Remember, vote no on Crescent Hardy and Tea Party Republicans.
I'm Stephen Horsford, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Horsford for Congress and the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
Did you know that someone dies from heart disease every 39 seconds? Sign up for the American Heart Association's Heart and Stroke 5K Walk and Run and take steps toward a healthier life. Nationally sponsored by Subway Restaurants, the Walk Run with a Miracle Mile for Survivors is on the morning of Saturday, November 8th at the Fremont Street Experience. Call 702-789-4370 or visit LasVegasHeartWalk.org. Come join us in the fight against heart disease and stroke.
You want in?
Shark Tank Nation, Marcy and Petite. Shark Tank Nation, on 5 nights a week.
I'll make you a million.
Just like that.
So take the deal.
You just got whacked.
Get hooked. Shark Tank, weeknights at 8 Eastern on CNBC.
Are we going to have some, like, umbrella drinks?
I'm out.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
I'm Jim Marsh. Those of you who know me know that I'm a man of few words, so I'll get right to the point. Jim Crockett is running for district court judge, and he deserves your vote. And our community deserves a judge with his qualifications and integrity. He has been endorsed by all major law enforcement agencies, Clark County prosecutors, veterans, senior citizens, firefighters, and many other community organizations. Also, for more than 20 years, he has received the highest rating possible for ethics and ability. As the Las Vegas Review Journal said, voters should jump at the chance to elevate someone with Mr. Crockett's background. I completely agree. I'm asking you to vote for Jim Crockett because I believe we have the great opportunity to elect the most experienced candidate for the job. Jim Crockett will be a great district court judge.
Hi, this is Jim Crockett. I want to thank Jim Marsh very much for his kind endorsement of my campaign. I urge all of you to get out there and vote, and I hope you vote for Jim Crockett, Department 24, District Court. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Crockett, District Court Judge.
If you like what you hear, you'll love what you see at KXNT.com. Interact with us now. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. I'm here with Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. We've been talking about men's health, Movember. We're encouraging men, shave your face today. bring your pictures over to our office. We're having a competition for some free prizes, some gift certificates for men's health awareness. Movember, you know, has been out. It's all over the world. And men participate this month and join in the fun with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Matt and I have been here. We've been talking about some of the misconceptions of testosterone and prostate cancer, bringing awareness to prostate awareness as November is Prostate Health Month. And we've been talking the last 15 minutes about degenerative diseases that men may be suffering and some of the prostate issues that men may be suffering, and it actually may be sensitive to testosterone. And testosterone done in the right way and managed appropriately can be a safe treatment for some of these things that men suffer from. The other things, too, is I see so many men come in. I'm like, fatigue. I have no motivation. I'm losing muscle strength. I want to sit on the couch. I don't want to get motivated. Matt, I often will see that a lot of men will come in and they think because they have sexual function and they have sex drive, I don't have low testosterone. It can't be I have low testosterone. On the break, we were talking a little bit about women. I always say it's the first thing that goes in women. Women, you lose your sex drive. Men, you never lose your sex drive. I don't care how low your testosterone levels are. It is one of the last side effects that happen to men. And you may start to notice some sexual dysfunction issues. It can even start in their 40s and may just progress along. Testosterone can actually help with the drive. It can help with function. There's a lot of commercial products out there. Some of the names that people are familiar with are Viagra and Cialis and Levitra. These products are going to help with function. They're not going to help with your drive. And these products may stop working, or you may not be getting the same effects from the products when you take them. And people come in and say, I've tried everything. I've gotten all the side effects from the medications. I may have a headache from the medications. I may be able to, when I stand up, I'm dizzy from them types of medications. Matt, I wanted to bring in your expertise on some of these medications and things that men can use other than these types of medications.
Well, the medications around the market seem to work really well. They work fast, and they give you what you're looking for that period of time. A lot of them work by increasing nitric oxide. There's several over-the-counter products now that are used to help increase effectiveness of your heart. You can actually buy a nitrogen oxide inducing products. They're mostly drinks that you would mix in water and drink every day. A lot of them have arginine in it. I don't have anything in front of me to give you the whole spectrum, but they work really well. And it's funny, cardiologists will be recommending these products to their patients. They'll try it themselves and say, oh, this is a whole new world out here. It helps with libido a lot. And you take that every day and it's really safe for you.
And that's where we've came up with these products actually helping libido, actually helping, you know, bedroom performance. Is cardiologists originally were given, you know, L-arginine and even the growth hormone factors. People will come in and ask me to check their growth hormone levels. I say, if you're balanced, your hormones are balanced, you don't need a very expensive product and you don't need growth hormone. There's L-arginine is perfect for raising growth hormone levels. It's got a lot of benefits, not only to your growth hormone levels, which a lot of the marketing and advertising shows out there that will work for. Another thing is what if a man has failed testosterone, they failed the Cialis, they failed Levitra? Sexual performance is important to men, and it's often high priority to men when they come into the practice. I've tried all these commercial products. I don't get effects from it. There's products out there that both you and I use, and I want you to bring a little bit onto the show about the TriMix injections and things that other opportunities that men can use when these types of things have worked. And it's kind of a no-fail medication.
There's medications on the market that you would introduce to a certain part of your body that will stimulate an erection. And they're blended. We can make thousands of different combinations based on how your body responds. And you don't need to have libido for these to work.
Exactly. And these medications are an injection that's given to men. And you use it 10 to 15 minutes prior to sexual intercourse. It will cause the penis to become erect when other medications have failed in the past. So it helps with performance. It's not going to create that libido. You're still going to need to have your hormone levels. And I don't think a lot of people realize the difference between performance and libido. If you don't have testosterone or you have high estrogen, you're not going to have libido, but it may not be a function problem. So these types of injections, they're custom made. The product can be customized to each individual. Not everyone has the same dosing, and it's a great effective product. We are going to have to close up the show. Matt, I want to thank you for being on the show again and bringing issues about men's health to the show and bringing your expertise. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Again, that phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm going to be back next week talking about diabetes and bringing some more on men's health. Follow me on Facebook at VitalityLV or Twitter at VitalityLV, and we'll be back next week.